Welcome to the Autism and Neurodiversity Podcast.
We're here to bring you helpful information from leading experts and give you effective tools and support. I'm Jason Grigla, a licensed counselor and founder of Techie for Life, a specialized mentoring program for neurodiverse young adults.
And I'm Debbie Grigla, a certified life coach. And maybe most importantly, we're also parents to our own atypical young adults.
Friends, hello. Welcome. What? I can't say it, but you can.
Oh, my husband. I love him as he mocks me. Friends, hello. Welcome. I do it way better than you.
Okay. Hey, it's great to have you guys here on the Autism and Neurodiversity Podcast. I'm Jason, here with my wife, Debbie. If you didn't hear, we are really excited to announce that our new four-part series with a fifth bonus training session is launching on
March 27th, the year 2024, if you're listening.
2024.
Yeah.
And it's coming up quickly. So we wanted to spend a little bit of time today talking about the critical shift from parent role to mentor role and how it feeds into neurodevelopmental mentoring, NDM, which is what we're training on. And we're excited to have you here with us.
Yeah. So this training is called Parenting to Mentor. And this is a critical component. It's a critical shift. When you make the shift to seeing yourself as the mentor to your child, your teen, your young adult, whether they're neurodivergent or neurotypical, when you make that shift, it actually alleviates a lot of the noise and pollution around parenting that trips so many of us up, that tripped me up for years, where we have so many expectations on ourselves that we, you know, where we're personalizing our kids' behavior in the sense that if they misbehave, I'm a bad parent, and worrying about what people are thinking, all the judgment, and trying to hit all the check marks and the milestones. And
in parenting, we have a lot of shoulds and ought tos and musts and can'ts and have tos. And when we don't match up with those in society, I think we do feel a lot of pressure as parents because we want to be good parents. We want our children to do really well.
Yeah. And so when you make that shift to a mentoring mindset, and then you actually know how to show up as a mentor and have the tools and the approaches, a lot of the mental drama leaves and we get into a different state of mind and we view things and have a different lens for when our kid makes a mistake or they struggle or they're being, you know, quote unquote, disrespectful to us or things like that. These, like, you know, some of the common challenges that we deal with as parents. But when you shift to a mentoring mindset, you see it very differently and you show up differently in how you respond.
A mentoring mindset is not a lazy, laid back, fluffy, I'm your buddy.
No.
A mentor takes their experience and all the things they care about and their passions, and they apply it to benefit the one that they're mentoring. And so what it does allow is for all of the expectations that a parent might have, and it throws that out the window, and we suddenly have unconditional positive regard, kind of similar to what you might have if you were an aunt or an uncle to a niece or a nephew, or a grandparent to a child that you can just give complete and total unconditional positive regard and charity to, but also love them too much to leave them the way they are and to let them struggle.
Yeah.
And so,
and to not give them guidance and support and, you know, help them forward because you see the potential they have.
Yeah. It's a very proactive relationship, and it's a relationship of influence, not a relationship of power where I'm the boss and I need you to do this for my sake because I'm insecure or for your sake because you're struggling. It doesn't matter where they are on the ladder. When we have a mentor-mentee relationship, the only thing that matters is the next step. And it doesn't matter where they're at. How do we get them to take the next step and
for them
and like themselves where they're at as well, to have a sense of peace and I'm okay where they're at. That's huge in a mentoring relationship.
And when you have a mentoring relationship and you're working to build that, you're building the kind of connection that goes way beyond like rewards and punishments and that kind of stuff that's very external. There's this internal connection that you can inspire, you can motivate, direct on a totally different level when there's that genuine connection, and they feel it with you and you feel it with them. And it's actually kind of magical. It's pretty amazing when you put the effort in to cultivate that, what it can do for somebody. When we think about how we've been impacted by different mentors in our life, and we still have mentors that we look to, and to be able to be that kind of a mentor to your own child or teen or young adult or whoever you are working with, if you're influencing young people, it's a beautiful process to be a part of.
And if we can have a mentor mindset, it shifts specific things that we do. For example, in a child, parent-child relationship, if your child takes a wrong turn down a wrong road, I want to jump in and say, no, wrong road, wrong road, wrong road. You're going down the wrong road. You're supposed to go this way. And a mentor says, they're curious, and they say, why did you turn down that road? Maybe I'll come along and let them struggle down that road for a while. And if they're heading off a cliff, my mentor jumps in and says, whoa, stop. You're heading off a cliff, but you have a relationship of influence enough that they'll be like, oh, thank you for stopping me. Whereas so often in the parent-child relationship, the child will roll their eyes and say, see, you never trust me, but they were going off a cliff. The other cool thing I really love about a mentor relationship is it maximizes their actual development and therefore the things that they do.
Yeah.
A parent relationship tends to get in the way and pollute the whole relationship. And it takes away a lot of joy. And I think one of the saddest things for me is to watch a parent say, well, they don't have to like me, so it's okay if they hate me as long as they do what they're supposed to do. And I can be the bad guy. And I'm thinking, well, okay, that might work for a day. But in the end, they're not going to reach out to you when they're struggling. You'll have burned bridges. And they're going to need you in the long term. And a mentor relationship is sustainable. A parent-child relationship ends as soon as they're done letting you be their parent and letting you direct them.
I just had a mom the other day say, my son is 13 years old and he's 6'2", and I can't parent him anymore. I can't make him do anything. Well, her approach to parenting has been more of a power relationship, and that power is gone. And he's 13 when he really needs mentoring and support and relationship and connection. She's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, come to our class.
One of the things I love about a mentor is they're always looking for their mentee to have as much ownership and choice as they possibly can, with a little nudge or a full stop. Or a mentor always says yes whenever they can, so that when they need to say no, the mentee knows it's not about a power trip and that you trust them and you want them to make their own choices. And so I think as mentors, we give them more and more autonomy to make decisions as soon as they're ready, or even before they're ready, because they need to know they have some choice. Whereas a parent might say, hey, until you've earned my respect, you can't, whatever it is. But a mentor would say, well, I'm going to respect you so that you can become worthy of my respect. And it's kind of reverse, which is kind of cool. It's a kind of a show of faith.
Now, I will say the caveat with this, this is not about quick fixes. When you're working on a mentoring relationship, takes time and investment, and it takes some skill, and there's a intentionality in it. But that's also the cool part about it, is when you invest in that, the payoffs are incredible. And so many times, I mean, just today we were talking about one of our students here at Techie for Life that for 6 months has been struggling. And we've, been putting into it. And now on his own, he's made a decision that's a really positive direction. And he's now developmentally ready for it and mentally ready for it. And that could not have come from anything but, I think, having a mentoring relationship of influence for him. And it was,
as long as the parent-child relationship was in place, the parent was actually undermining the development because the student kept seeing themselves as a child with no power. So that shifted that. I love that. Mm-hmm. As much as this is a transformational growth developmental process for us as mentors, whether we're parents, therapists, or whatever, the one thing I do love about a mentor mindset is you can have peace now. You can enjoy your child now, whether or not they're in crises or not. You can be okay with yourself, and your marriage can be okay without having to struggle about the exact right thing to do, with an immediate shift into a mentoring mindset, into what can they handle? What do they need? Do they need more autonomy? Do they need a little more structure right now? Do they need me to hold them accountable? Do they need me to be the bad guy and say, I'm sorry, you're grounded, you can't go out with your friends because I love you? And then they're like, oh, I'm so glad you didn't let me go out because I couldn't say no. That's where that partnering comes up. And in a mentor relationship, there's a partnering, not a one-way dictatorial top-to-bottom authority.
And when you start to make that shift, you start, the conversation changes and the kinds of questions and things you're looking at change. And then you've got the skill sets to do it. So that's what we're really excited about to teach you in this course coming up. And you could get the details in the show notes, and you can go to jasondebbie.com/parenting course, and we'll get into all of it. It's good stuff.
Mentoring is awesome. It relieved so much of my anxiety and gave me great perspective into what works and what doesn't. And we're excited to share that with you. So join us real soon for Parent to Mentor series that we're about to launch.
Have a great week. Take care. Thanks for joining us on this episode of Autism and Neurodiversity with Jason and Debbie. If you want to learn more about our work, come visit us at jasondebbie.com. That's jasondebbie.com.